Hey, FedEds, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video cigar review. Today we're going to be viewing the Nomad Lot 8613. Now, if you follow my reviews, you know I'm a huge fan of Nomad cigars in general. I think pretty much everything Fred Ruiz put out has kind of been hitting my palate. Always finished typically in the top 10. The 8613 from April of last year is a cigar that I did not have a chance to smoke. We had a busy reviewing year and I was remiss. I did not get a chance to smoke this. However, Fred was nice enough to send me a review sample. So I'm really excited. Today I'm going to be smoking the Toro now. If you follow my reviews, you know Toro's kind of a little bit outside of my wheelhouse, a little bit longer than I normally prefer. Robusto's good, but regardless, I'm sure I'm going to enjoy this because I've loved everything else he's put out. So this Toro is a 6x50. MSRP on this bad boy is $875. You can see one of the big things that makes it stand out is the footband. Fred, I don't think has done footbands on any other cigar. This, of course, is the follow-up to the 1386. The 1386 was extremely limited. I think it was only 307 boxes. So this is intended to be the follow-up and really the sort of replacement, as it were, since the 1386 was so limited. Now, unfortunately, we don't know anything about the blend details other than it's made in Nicaragua. So we're going to get cracking. I'm going to take the footband off here. I'm going to keep that for my review book, and we'll get cracking. So fortunately, a footband came off with a really no struggle at all, which is nice. Really, the point of a footband is just to protect the foot from damage and kind of showcase a little bit about the cigar, maybe give you a model number or series number of that cigar. So we'll get to the nosing here. So medium strength leather on the wrapper, maybe some barnyard, a little bit of dry cedar. Some spices in the foot. Maybe a little bit of floral character as well. It's kind of interesting. All right, well, we'll get cracking here. I'm going to get to the toasting and lighting because I want to light this up and start smoking. So got my trusty single torch Zycar. So the draw is a little bit on the tight side. Getting sunflower seeds. Weird. So, first couple puffs, sunflower seeds. There's some light plus spices in the retrohale, kind of building a little bit to maybe a medium minus. There's a trailing sweetness. It's very subtle. Then I'm getting a little bit of hay and leather post-draw. Not much else. So I'm about 10 minutes in. I think the first third is really starting to settle in here. So there's like a spicy sweetness that's really develops at the end of the draw. So like you start out the draw, can't really put your fingers on the flavors, and then you get this spicy sweetness, and it kind of lingers post-draw. So like even right now, I can taste a little bit of spice, maybe even a hint of pepper, like a red pepper flake. And there is lots in leather underneath. Like you can really feel in the mouthfeel. It's not overpowering. Leather is like maybe a medium, but we'll see how the first third keeps going. Hitting the 20-minute mark, and the post-draw leather has really been replaced by hay, maybe a little bit of dry cedar. Retrohale still has that spicy sweetness. Spices have receded a lot, really to a light plus level, and at the end of the draw, instead of getting that spicy pepper, really it's just the sweetness that takes up the end of that post-draw. Coming up on the 30-minute mark, there's a little bit of cocoa at the end of the draw. It's kind of getting run over really by the leather, but the cocoa is quite pleasant. It's about a light plus, I would say. As the first third winds down here, the cocoa is really starting to take over the draw. The leather's really receded, almost not there anymore. I'm quite surprised, actually, at how light the first third is. Normally, when I smoke a Nomad cigar, they're generally in the medium full-to-full category. And I would really put this solidly in the medium category. So you'd have to go searching a little bit for the flavors. They're not so in your face. A little bit more nuanced than what I'm used to. Coming up on the one-hour mark in the middle third here, the sweet cocoa is really taking over. So quite a sharp transition from the first third. Both the retrohale and the regular draw, really just a sweet cocoa, very light plus. Quite enjoyable. Not much else going on. I mean, maybe there's a light hay at the end of the draw, but that's about it. It's very, very nuanced. About halfway through the middle third here, cocoa's kind of fading away. Not really a lot of notes to talk about here. Really struggling to find sort of any dominant flavor. It's still at a sort of medium minus light plus. Getting to the end of the middle third here is very light smoky quality that's coming through. The cocoa has really disappeared. There's no leather post draw. I'm really reaching to find any flavor that's really standing out here. Smokiness is really the only thing that I can put my finger on at this point. As the Nomad Esteli Lot 8613 moves into the final third here, what I'm pulling out of it right now is a little bit of light hay, and that's about it. I'm not really getting much off the retrohale, not getting much off the draw, so I'll keep smoking the last third here and see if we can get some other flavors out. Wrapping up the review of the Nomad Esteli Lot 8613. Hope you enjoyed the video review. Make sure to check out the written review at CigarFederation.com. If you like our videos, if you like our reviews, give us a thumbs up, subscribe to our channel. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.